This will be a day long remembered. Thursday, August.
Tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 199th day of the Trump administration, and we have absolutely stupendously good news. Russia is set to meet in either the UAE or Saudi Arabia with President Trump. Vladimir Putin is set to have a peace summit with him, and the Kremlin has officially said that it is an acceptable offer from the United States, and they are ready to completely end the war, and they accept the U.S. offer. That is absolutely massive. That's what Russian state-run media is running. Kremlin official announcement by their foreign ministry. The two leaders have been talking a lot on the phone. The problem is, Zelensky said yesterday that he's not doing any ceasefire and he's not doing a deal. And NATO and what's called the Northern Group, an alliance within it led by Starmer in the UK and Merz of Germany and Macron of France, says they're not going to stop. Well, the U.S. funds 85% of it, and all the logistics and the telemetry and the satellites and the guidance systems of the U.S. So Trump's already turned a lot of that off. He turns it completely off, Russia will take the whole country. And I guarantee you the deal's good for Ukraine. We already know what the deal is. I'm going to give you a first look at that because I already know what Trump said he would accept. I know what the Russians said they would accept. So I'm going to give you an analysis of what I'm 99% sure. I mean, let's say this. There'll be a whole bunch of points, probably more than 20. I bet, say there's 25 points, I bet I'd nail 23 of them. Okay? Because I already know all the points. So you will get tomorrow's news today here. Just watch. And then after it all gets announced and you see what the deal is, whether it gets done or not, I've got the different negotiation points down in my head. But this is a giant leap towards peace. Put the live show headline up if we can. This is a big deal. Ukraine war ending. Watch live. Trump set to hold peace summit with Putin in 2 days. Russia says offer is acceptable. Plus, MSM baits Trump into his fourth Epstein 180 in just the last 35 days, claiming Epstein is a hoax and BS, triggering another Streisand effect. Yeah, it's just Trump got off of that and then said, yeah, release everything after Roger went up there for 7 days and met with him. And then the media baited them last night. Oh, there's a secret meeting tonight with the attorney general and the FBI director and the deputy director and the vice president. Of course, it wasn't true. CNN lying as usual. They all laugh at it, and Trump just reverts back to a month ago. It's all BS. It's all a hoax. You mean your involvement is? Yes, we've investigated it. They would have used it. I predicted they'd spike Melania as a hooker working for Epstein in there, and that came out, and now they've already admitted that's fake. I mean, I've called it all. Trump's MO would never be joined the globalist sex cult so they could control him. He's not even into that, but he would never do it. It's not his MO. Trump is a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. Plus, I'm not into 14-year-olds with braces. I'm into, you want to know what I'm into? Wonder Woman. That type. Marilyn Monroe. 1,000-horsepower women. Mature. Know what they're doing. Fire breathing. I want to be attacked. That's what real men want. You know, like wild animals. People like Bill Gates and all these creepazoids, like, they have power over. Disgusting. I'm going to throw up. I know their psychology. So then why does he behave like this? By the way, I've seen a lot of women that are intimidating, but none of them intimidate me. Melania Trump in person is the most intimidating woman I've ever been around. I was just like, ugh. Like electricity, like, bzzz. I mean, I was like, ugh. So, like no other woman's ever intimidated. Melania Trump's like, ugh. Well, my knees are a little weak, huh? Yeah, that guy ain't screwing kids.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at thealexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Russia says that the U.S. has given them an offer that is acceptable. Putin is agreed to meet with Trump before his 10-day deadline ends. And that will be this Saturday or Sunday in the UAE or Saudi Arabia. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. As the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, it's not time to start sucking each other's peckers yet. Excuse my French. Because Ukraine is under Northern Alliance, Northern Group, that's the name of the NATO subgroup led by the UK, that is saying they're not going to give up. Well, I predict that if the U.S. doesn't change the deal or the Russians don't try to change the deal, and they've already agreed to it, they're saying, we'll find out the deal is soon. I've got a very good idea, and I'll go over that. That Zelensky is going to be deposed, he'll be removed in a putsch or a coup by the United States. And you know the U.S. is already in control of its top generals and everybody else. The U.S. has been running this war, not just 85% of the funding, but all the logistics, the telemetry, the satellite, the missile guidance. The United States has been at war with Russia for 3.5 years. It's exactly 3.5 years, basically. So it'll be 3.5 years exactly in about 2 weeks. So if Trump gets this done, this is a spectacular win, a unbelievably historic victory. But we are not there yet. But the Russians, and I know their negotiations, I've been following it very closely, they would not say, the deal is acceptable, we're ready to make the deal, and you notice Trump and Putin weren't ever going to meet until they basically had already worked the deal out. So the deal is done. But Zelensky and the Northern Group that was formed when Trump was president-elect, and they openly said we're the coalition of the willing, they are going to sabotage this, and the Russians have put out intelligence, and so far they've been truthful in their intelligence other than the lie that they weren't going to invade Ukraine. You remember I said in October, November, and December, and January, I said they will invade by late February. And suddenly I had Russian state-run TV. Oh, please, Mr. Jones, come on. Come to Russia. Talk to us. How do you know that? That's not true. And they'd have these, you know, big guys on the show. Oh, I'm here on the border with Ukraine. No, no, no. We're not invading, like 2 nights before they did. And I look at the top Russian. We have the clip somewhere. And I go, you're lying. You're about to invade. Oh, my feet is cutting. I have to go. But other than that, everything they've been saying is basically accurate. And Putin said, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take a buffer zone, about a third of the country, and secure Crimea. and their Black Sea fleet and all their oil and gas pipelines. And the Russians have said what they want, and Trump's basically giving them what they want. But Russia said months ago, when we almost had a deal, the United States can have Ukraine. And if the United States actually signs a deal with them on minerals, that's the real Marshall Plan to take control of it, and signs a deal with us to, you know, end the sanctions and let us run our oil and gas through that corridor, then we'll even sign a deal over a couple-year period to pull back to the Russian border, except for a tiny corridor going down from eastern Ukraine to their port there on the Black Sea, Crimea. And they said, we do not want NATO to ever have Ukraine join, and we want the United States to take control of the zone. And they said, you can have it. But we finally want an inked deal that you don't violate, like the 91 agreement, to stop NATO expansion. And Trump said, well, I can't stop NATO, what they're going to do, but we'll make this deal on Ukraine. So it'll also be in the deal that officially the U.S. stopped saying Russia invaded first and started the war. I mean, technically, Russia massively escalated 3.5 years ago. But Soros and Newland and all of them, were, I mean, for 20 years we're saying we're going to use Ukraine as the detonator, and 15 years ago overthrew it. And I mean, the West started all of this. And we would never put up with Russia all around our borders doing the same crap. So we're now entering, though, the maximum zone of danger right now, because we have a very upset EU, UK, globalist power block faction. There's a fight over the global Western control system. Trump's come in and taking control of the main dominant infrastructures and bureaucracies. And the EU has the worst financial numbers of any of the industrialized sectors, even worse than China, their debts, their demographics, all of it. And their business plan has been, for a decade, and officially the last few years, all the economic ministers of the main countries, all the defense ministers, all of them, have said our business plan is a 20 to 30 year conventional war with Russia that will finally bankrupt them. Whether it takes 20 or 30 years, we will then break Russia in five pieces. I mean, that's, again, the commission members on the unelected EU commission have been saying that repeatedly the last 6 months. We played the clips. I mean, imagine if we were encircled by a global alliance and they're putting missiles on our borders, and then the leaders of it were unelected saying, we're going to fight them for 20 to 30 years and bankrupt them and then break up America in five pieces. We'd be like, the hell you are. And then you've had CIA-backed NATO groups blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, blowing up trains, blowing up air bases, blowing up the strategic bombers, part of their nuclear triad. I mean, just punching the bear in the nose, punching. 4,000 miles from the Ukraine-Russia border, you saw Operation Spiderweb blowing up all those bear bombers. So Russia has been extremely restrained. And I remember on 8/8/2008, I get up at 6 a.m. And even back then, I was more naive than I am now, because the lies were just getting bolder and bolder. And I turn on the television and I go to my computer and there's Drudge Report. Russia invades Georgia. That's right when the Olympics started in China that same day. And I went, wow. And so I'm reading all the news articles and didn't think to go check the Russian news. So by the time I get to the office a couple hours later, I start getting all the print-offs and I go, wait a minute. It's in the Georgian news, in the Russian news, and other European news that Georgia with 50-something thousand troops backed by NATO attacked a zone that's been there for decades, a UN zone right on the border with Russia. This is a demilitarized zone, and blew up all these Russian bases right on the Russian border, and with artillery and tanks, you name it, and helicopters, and killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of troops in a middle of the night sneak attack. And then the Russians knew it was coming and had battalions of tanks and troops and helicopters and came in the next day and destroyed that military, pushed them back, didn't take the capital. With Shashkevili, who was a known CIA operative, that later came out. And the news was Russia has invaded Georgia. So I get on air and go, you know, guys, I even believe this for a few hours, but it's not true. And they had CNN. Jones is a Russian agent. He's run the hoax that Georgia attacked Russia. And it's the same way Ukraine got Russia baited into going into Ukraine, attacking right on the border of Russia for many years. So it's crazy. And so that's the level of this. And you saw NATO overthrow the election in Romania and arrest the winner. And then that backfired, and then somebody just as populist, you know, won, and now they're trying to hold that back. And then NATO's saying, we'll use Romania as the detonator, because it's part of NATO, to go to war with Russia. But back to Russian intelligence. I said it first, but I remember when the war started, I said, I bet Ukraine starts attacking those big nuclear reactors in eastern Ukraine and blaming Russia, because Russia had occupied them and kept the power on. And then Russia comes out and says, our intel is they're going to attack. And then they would attack with missiles and artillery. And then even the foreign inspectors in the UN were like, no, it's not the Russians attacking themselves. Why would they blow up reactors they're in control of? I mean, I just sit back and go, how will they false flag? And I said, I bet they shoot missiles into some neighboring countries, probably Poland. That's the main resupply zone on NATO. I'm on record. I said, I bet they fire missiles into Poland or some other bordering state and blame Russia. Sure as hell, a year later they did it, but the Poles had good missile defense, so they blew up the missiles before they hit the ground, so the tail numbers were still there because they didn't detonate fully. And the Poles go on TV immediately, and they said, no, this is Ukrainian missiles. And Zelensky's like, no, it is not. The Russia do it. Give me nuclear weapons. Attack them. We need to go to full war with Russia. They just shot the missile and blew up the grain facility and killed the farmers, the Cookie Monster said. So why am I saying all this now? Russia says they've gotten intel. This sounds exactly like what NATO would do. That they're going to start attacking NATO ships in the Black Sea and in other areas and blaming Russia and things like that. So what am I getting at? In the next 48 hours, remember the last time Witkoff was about to get a deal, they launched Operation Spiderweb, blowing up bridges, blowing up trains, blowing up air bases, blowing up nuclear bombers, flying hundreds of drones into Moscow, into hotels, and into the Kremlin. People go, why isn't that bigger news? Because it's just a blip in the Russian news. Tucker Carlson was there when they were hitting. He's like, there's drones blowing up in hotels. And the Russians go, no, they're not. Everything's fine. So not the hysteria that we would have over here. But because Russia knows what's going on. And they're just outproducing NATO with conventional munitions 3-1. And they don't have their 14, 15-year-olds, you know, playing Xbox and getting high on weaponized weed. I mean, there's some of that. But they put you in jail for life for it, so there's not much. They have an alcoholism problem. But, no, they've got millions of teenagers in the munition factories right now. And they're getting paid. But that's quite the education when you're 14 and you're making artillery shells and drone parts. So while we're over here trying to keep, you know, the government from teaching our boys their girls and our girls their boys and fighting to make sure they don't brainwash our kids secretly and take them away from us so they can chop them up, No, they're just over there teaching them to get married and have a bunch of kids. And after they work in the factory, they go to shooting training and hand-to-hand combat training. That's what the Chinese are doing, too. Of course, that's what we used to do, too. I mean, that was standard when my dad was a kid. The time he was 9 years old, every summer, they'd send him to a different family member in Louisiana or in Houston or wherever, and they'd just apprentice in a steel factory or apprentice in an oil refinery or apprentice on all sorts of stuff. That's just what you did, so you didn't end up with a soft, stupid moron. And I got sent around stuff, but not until I was about 12. But the point is, that's what we need in America. So this is a big deal, if you just tuned in. The U.S. has made an acceptable offer, and if the offer stays the same, Russia is accepting. So that's why Putin and Trump are set to meet. Sometime in the next 2 days, they say 2 days out, and they're looking at, you know, not really announcing where it's going to be for security reasons yet, but the word is UAE or Saudi Arabia. And so this is a big, big deal. And this is when the globalists who need this war to continue and the EU that needs it will set off a nuke and say Russia did it in Ukraine. Or have a big terror attack and say Russians have, you know, shot up some airport in Europe, or a truck bomb by Iran, supposedly, not really Iran, rolls into the White House. I mean, this is prime danger zone. We are in the danger zone right now. So we could basically cue the music for danger zone at this point. This should be white knuckle time. Everybody's head should be on a swivel right now, because if Trump gets this deal and we can shut this war down for the entire globalist strategy, it is curtains for them. Here we go. Essential to the U.S. strategy to contain China, to not drive Russia into China's arms, and to split the two off from each other. You want America first? You're getting it. That's why Trump just slapped giant tariffs on Modi for buying Russian oil. Trump's getting ready to sink his teeth in to the Russian bear's leg with a huge economic bear trap that is real sanctions if Russia doesn't sign on the dotted line. And Trump's saying you can take a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And he's telling NATO, we're going to pull your funding. And he's got it all lined up for Volodymyr Zelensky to be removed from office, and he'll be lucky if he can just sit out his days with the stolen billions in Miami. But I wouldn't want to be Zelensky, that gay prostitute comedian, when this is all over. Because it's one thing to be a puppet, but he really likes it. He really likes crushing even his loyal political opposition. He loves banning the Orthodox Church. He loves torturing people to death and American citizens like Gonzalo Lira. He's a real punk. So Xi Jinping is not too happy. You know, it came out China really wanted the U.S. to go to war with Iran because they could do the numbers. It would totally turn the world against us further, distract us from doing a deal with Russia, and cross your fingers and say a prayer that Zelensky gets wise and gets out of the way with his NATO pals, all the effeminate Merz and Macron and Starmer, all the pedo protectors, definitely the case of Macron and Starmer, the thoroughbreds of it. Yeah, we had Candace Owens on yesterday, and I remembered and I looked it up. He has a big, giant pro-pedophile book, big hardcover on his desk about how great pedophilia is. I mean, he does national addresses, Macron does, with a pedophile, basically NAMBLA encyclopedia on his desk. And you got Starmer, 15 years, the head CPS magistrate, totally protecting giant pedophile rings, the Islamic rings, all of it. I mean, this is a group of freakazoids, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to get back into this more. We've got so many other huge things to cover. Trump did it again. He's done 180s in the last 30-plus days since he went off the rails with that Justice Department memo saying Epstein killed himself and wasn't a human trafficker and there was no blackmail and the Easter Bunny's real. And he's now done 180s four times. And you couldn't do a worse Streisand effect. It's in all the polls, and it's the polls I trust that are the most accurate, Rasmussen. The Democrat polls are even worse, but they skew them. Trump lost 5 points with his constituents, 14 points with independents. He gained a little bit of it back. And now I guarantee you his ridiculous statements that I'll show you when we come back yesterday is going to make it even worse. We get him to course correct. We get him to bring out Epstein was an FBI informant. We get the Republicans to start subpoenaing all the Democrat handlers that are on this like flies on you know what and white on rice. I mean, I know this case. Never any evidence of Trump anywhere around it. Even his detractors basically admit that. And then he acts guilty as sin. And then the total, you know, just people that want Trump to be a cult, they're like, you traitor, you're a Democrat. No, I cover what I believe is the most accurate facts. I didn't make him lose the poll numbers. I didn't freak out his base. I called it that morning. I said, this will be a disaster. Stop now. If it's been salted with crap, and I predicted that was what he would say, which obviously they control the files, that's true, then just say whatever's there, release it, and discredit it like the Russiagate crap. Don't say, oh no, it's all a hoax. You can say whatever they put in there is a hoax, but not Epstein's a hoax, and he's as pure as the driven snow. So that's all coming up. You know, I'm really trying to get Trump to stay on track here. This ain't a panicking. This is a putting the pressure on him. We'll be right back. Stay with me. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great to fog lifting to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended. I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to then tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So stir it, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes. Starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now, a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theallshows.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I wasn't holding my breath in the last few days when they said they were close to a deal between Trump and Putin. And then Russia came out and said, yes, we're meeting in the next 2 days in the Middle East, and we find the deal acceptable. They wouldn't say that unless they've already basically made a deal. The question is, will elements of NATO, the Northern Group, as I said, and Zelensky and others, block this? And the last time, a few months ago, we were about to get a deal, they launched Operation Spiderweb. Trump is also winning big on the trade deals. The media keeps spinning it like he's not. We've got news on that. Also, big article exclusive to InfoWars. We actually broke this. first. Trump admin nixes giant wind farm approved last minute by Biden team. That's up on Infowars.com. How long have I been telling you this for years? Scientists are programming at all the big AI companies, AI to lie and be evil and bad. And of course, they've got a reason they're giving. Scientists want to prevent AI from going rogue by teaching it to be bad. And then in the article, oh, we've been teaching them all to be bad. I love that logic. Teaching it how to lie for the greater good, which then spins off more lies. I've been going deep on this, but with a bunch of new developments there. And then all over the country, to keep the illegal aliens here as a big magnet to suck them up here, not enough to have Biden saying, when I win, immediately surge the border. States like Massachusetts and others are giving $30,000 to each illegal alien to keep them there. Boy, that's nice. And of course, it totally bankrupts the state. And they make the illegal aliens sign up, though, with these NGOs that siphon most of that money off. They don't really give most of it to them. And then, of course, they vote exactly how they tell them to and more. And then we will also get into Kennedy killing all the new mRNA shots and every corporate media outlet and all the different propagandists like Stephen Colbert flipping out saying we're all going to die because of Kennedy. But we've got a doctor radiologist, oncologist, you name it, joining us to look at the real numbers on turbo cancer at 1:30 today and the facts and what we know about these shots. And Trump got asked about warp speed. He said, well, it was very historic how fast we did it, but we're moving on now to other diseases and other things that need to be dealt with, like the autism and the diabetes and the obesity. So that's as big of an apology as you're going to get from Trump. But I told you, they brought in RFK Jr. as his apology to everybody, because he'll never admit when he's wrong, to then start dismantling all of this. And it's happening. It's happening even quicker than I thought. So I got the deep dive on that. And then, of course, we've got the Democrats that have run off to Illinois and other states because they don't want redistricting here in Texas. It's happening in other states. The Democrats did write these districts and had fraudulent setups of it, and they've had fraudulent censuses and all the rest of it. So Trump's ordering a new census and redistricting, and they are in total panic, flip out, run for the hills mode. That's all coming up today and so much more. It's official. They found a giant underwater city discovered near a resting place of Noah's Ark, where they said it rested, resembling Bible story. It's an incredible underground city, underwater city. I mean, it just gets more amazing by the minute. The footage is incredible. Looks like something out of an Atlantis movie. Stuff in the Bible just keeps being discovered. And the stuff Plato wrote about, where he said Troy was, they finally found a huge buried city. Almost everything Plato wrote about, they've now found. Almost everything the Bible writes about, they found. They haven't found Atlantis yet. Oh, it's real. This is not the first civilization around here, boys and girls. And that's why they took so many books out of the Bible. They're at the old Vatican. But that history and that truth is starting to come out. We'll get to that. Now, I want to get into Trump stepping in it. And you notice it was really bad to his poll numbers and really pissed a lot of people off what he started doing. And they had that Justice Department memo put out about Epstein saying nothing to see here, like naked gun, move along, nothing to see here while the building's blowing up and burning behind you. And then he course corrected and the polls started going back up. And they started releasing all this information tied to the Democrats. And he was an FBI informant, as I told you, not the CIA and Mossad. And then Trump gets baited by the media again. And it's just blood in the water, every press conference. And he thinks if he ridicules people and does that, the reporters are going to stop. No, they're not. Not just the corporate ones, but independent ones. So Trump is not stupid. So at this point, I am trying to figure out some weird trillion-D chess. But I don't think that's what it is. I think he's pissed off by what he learned. They spiked in there, which I predicted that would be the issue, and that is. Now, I predicted what the spiking would be, and it's all starting to come out. Recycled BS. So why? Well, it's because my sources, the closest before this fiasco happened, said don't expect any of it to come out. Roger Stone was one of them. Because the CIA and the FBI came to Trump and said, look, we're all implicated, not us, but the agencies. And you just got to, this will bring the country down. It's hundreds of corporate leaders, bankers, you name it. And it's just really bad. And it'll destroy the U.S. in the world's eyes. It'll cause a depression. And Trump went, I don't want to hear about it anymore. He didn't say, he said, okay, thank you. And then, wink. And then they turn around, the Democrats, and put the spike file in. So he is just pissed off. And he made the wrong decision. And you can say, well, we don't want a Great Depression. See, because when I war game these things, the fake conservatives and the fake liberals just want to act holier than thou. They take the clip out of context and say, look, Jones just said Trump did it for this and that's good. No, I didn't. That's why they show 5-second clips. I'm not so sure it would crash the stock market. I'm not so sure that that would be the case. No, I think it would create incredible optimism and excitement, and then we could really remove the deep state, and that's the main threat into the future, so that when Trump's gone in 3.5 years, this cancer doesn't just come back. And in my life, when I've done the right thing, even though it looks like it's going to cause all these problems, it always turns out better. And again, here's a microcosm, and then I'm going to move on to the big news. The Jesuits, that's who did it, creating the global ecumenical movement, the National Council of Churches, International Council of Churches, all of it, with the Rockefeller Foundation and the rest of it in the last 120 years, they put homosexuals first in different parishes, priests, with liberal agendas, who would then recruit altar boys and others. And when they would get caught, they would have higher level administrators that were in on it. They would just move into another parish and then get the rest of the church to cover it up for the greater good, because it would bring down the church. But if you'd have just snipped it in the bud right away, it would have gone away. But they corrupt you, just like when they rolled out poison shots, getting the medical systems to go along with it. Then it comes out, it causes cancer and infertility and heart attacks and myocarditis. And now you've corrupted the medical system that went along with it. They're like, oh, God, we better cover this up. Kind of like in that meeting that came out 2 years after it happened in 2000. ABC News broke it back when they were half decent sometimes. And they got leaked the minutes of the FDA, CDC, HHS, NIH meeting, big board meeting. And they all agree. They're like, oh, my God, it's all causing autism and cancer and mass brain damage and the peanut allergies and everything else. We got to get all this out of the shots, but we got to cover it up, though, because it'll destroy confidence in the medical system. And then, of course, they didn't get it out. But those minutes were released. You can look that up. That's how Big Pharma corrupted them and put their own people in. And so the Jesuits put in the pedos. Then the church gets convinced to cover it up. This happened all over the world, Europe, Australia, Eastern Europe, Africa, everywhere. Same thing happened the last 30 years, the Boy Scouts. Remember handing out condoms to six-year-olds at their big Boy Scout Jubilee. And it just becomes a giant pedophile event. An underage sex event. And then now the Boy Scouts, it is literally rainbow flag pedo cult. And because at first they put their people in, the Scouts covered it up. I was flying back from Los Angeles about 10 years ago, and there was a lawyer sitting catty corner up from me, and I was reading his screen, and I was listening to him on the phone. We were stuck like 30 minutes before takeoff. He's like, yeah, it's a lot worse than we thought. Yeah, these rings totally took over, and it's going to bring down the scouts, and we're just going to have to come out with it and settle it. They shouldn't have got covered up over the last few decades. It's absolutely horrible. Yeah, we're going to make the deal and go ahead and start settling these, and it's going to be bankrupt forever, and it's so infiltrated and so full of these people, it's basically the scouts is over. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm back then, my eyes were still 2015, so they're like, not even, they're below 2020. They're like getting bad. I got glasses 2 years ago, and it just gave me a headache to wear them. But I mean, I could read perfectly. I mean, when I was a kid, I could see like ants on the ground and like their antennas. My eyes were like HD, like zzz. But not now. It's weird. But I was just reading, and I was seeing these settlement agreements, and like the whole flight was reading it. And of course, months later, it comes out in the news. So, and you'd think those lawyers would be more careful because he looked distinguished, but they're so used to idiots all around them. They think, oh, nobody knows what we're doing. And this guy was talking about how terrible it was and how horrible it was, but it's so sad. Let's just move on from that. That's what the whole Epstein thing's about. It's what all these cults are about. It's what all these takeover groups are about. It's how the corruption works. Now I'm going to go to this Trump trying to blow his feet off again and sink his agenda again for God knows why. I'm still trying to figure out in a moment where he's like, it's a hoax, it's BS, all that. But first, today is the last day. Today is the last day. Today is the last day to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, all of it. The very best Irish sea moss, the very best probiotics, prebiotics, the very best spike protein detox, so good for cardiovascular system in general. The very best formula. We took the top best-selling, top-rated formulas developed by scientists and doctors and cardiologists that have been out there for getting rid of the spike protein. Even if you haven't had the shot, it's in most people, and it comes back. But we took it and took the two top formulas, made sure it was safe, and integrated it in, so it's horse pills. It's a huge bottle. And you don't have to take it all the time. Like, take a bottle over a month, and then I would recommend twice a year you take it for detox. I've taken it. Because both from the engineered virus they released and the shots, it turns everybody in these factories, even if you haven't taken it, you know, there's all the shedding going on. And it's so rehabilitative for everybody. But even if you don't have the spike protein, this is amazing for your cardiovascular system and your whole body. It's like nitric boost, but even beyond that. Ultimate Life Force. You can buy one bottle and get one free right now. And that goes for the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, because you're just going to get cold soon. All of that is buy one, get one free. And on the clothes, a lot of them are loss leaders. If it's a small shirt, we make some money, buy one, get one free. But the markup's only like 50-55% on the shirts. And when it's an XXXL or something, it costs more than, you know, half of what we sell the shirt for. So like an XXL, you get buy one, get one free, we're losing money. But it doesn't matter. We want to get the word out. We want to wake people up. Now, we don't lose money when you get the Murdered Out limited edition fundraiser shirt, because we put some markup on that if you really want to support. That's there as well. That's limited edition. The tactical dagger's there. It's amazing with the amazing scabbard and more. It's very competitively priced, engraved with 1776, limited edition, and my signature with a nice case. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com, and today is the last day to buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. And again, here's the catch. It's a good catch. Anybody that buys anything should be a VIP. It's $30 one time. You instantly get $40 store credit the second you click that you're a VIP. You can become a VIP, spend $40 in the store, get what you want, make 10 bucks, buy what you want, and then unsubscribe right there. But we don't want you to do that. We want you to commit a little to support and then always get better deals on everything, special sales that only you get, and each month get $40. But we want you to be a VIP. Hence, buy one, already discounted, get another free if you're a VIP. Also, a lot of supplements sell out, like Turmeric, I just learned. I'm not mad, but nobody told me it's been sold out for a while. We have the strongest 95% curcuminoid with a whole bunch of other super concentrated systems for attacking inflammation, anti-cancer, just everything. Turmeric's so good. Raw 4% turmeric is in the average pill is great. Everybody knows that. This is 95%, okay? And then it's got concentrated ginger, concentrated pepperdine. I mean, it's just, woo! The gummies are delicious. The pills are amazing. All of it. That's finally back in stock. And so now we can offer that to subscribers as well. Because that was not available for subscribers. It's so hard to keep in. Ultimate turmeric with ginger root and black pepper. Finally back in stock. Get it up to 50% off when you subscribe. You can cancel any time of subscription, but then you lock in 50% off every time you get it. And it is amazing. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, supports brain health. Anti-inflammatory, boosts immunity, supports cardiovascular health, antioxidant properties. You know, my dad's having open heart surgery and stuff. Hell, here in a few weeks. And his big cardiologist, one of the best estates, said, take turmeric. So, you know, it's just stuff like that. Like my medical doctor told me 6 years ago, get on ultra methylene blue. Just make sure it's USP grade. So I ordered some off Amazon. Didn't really do anything. My wife likes it. We got this one from Bigley. I'm like, all right, we'll see. You know, I know it's good for your cells. We'll sell it. I take it. It's like, bang, 15 minutes later, ours is light years stronger than everybody else's. If you've already taken methylene blue and liked it, believe me, you'll love this. Buy one bottle, get one free of the capsules or the liquid. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, I asked the crew, and I love them to death, a few weeks ago when this Sydney Sweeney thing broke, I said, can we make an AI joke about her, kind of with our T-shirts or something, about, you know, my jeans are great, but I really love this Gulf of America shirt at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You just have a joke. And I love the crew. They didn't get around to it. They're busy. But a listener sent us a really ridiculous one of me. So I love it. I want a hot chick talking about stuff and making a joke about I've got great jeans. And instead, you get me all beefcaked out, which I really don't like. I'm not complaining. It's funny, but it's just how fate works. It's pretty ridiculous. We're going to premiere it right now. Here it is.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's genes. Alex's genes on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good genes great again.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. And Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
You know, I don't get the AI girl, but I get Megs, the real marathon champ. She's a great wife and a great mother, and she makes these great ads for us. We really appreciate it. But yeah, no, it really does work, folks. I only take it every 2 or 3 days because it's just, I get too happy and too calm to take it every day. It's just amazing. All right, I'm going to stop plugging. We do need funds, though. Plus, these are great products. Look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and just play what Trump said, and then I've got a big, deep dive on this, and I know what's going on now. And then that's how I've been able to predict where this would go and the different angles. And I figured it out. I think most of you figured it out. But when you see Trump saying, it's all a hoax, it's BS, you're idiots, it's because he's like that on other issues that aren't connected to him. And And that's that Trump does not give an F that I've been telling you about the last year, even before he won, which is good. He doesn't care about the left and what they say and do. He doesn't get baited in as much. But he gets baited in by the Epstein thing because he's pissed off about it. And he knows it's a setup, what they left behind. So the right move is release all the stuff on them. And the BS on you. And the Republicans have subpoenaed all the top Democrats and all the former FBI heads and DOJ heads and attorney generals and going back to Bush, Alberto Gonzalez, right? That's when he first got arrested 20 years ago, Epstein. So that's a good thing. And Trump should have said, yeah, I've tried to get the grand juries to release it. The Democrat judges are blocking it. The Republicans have voted. They've subpoenaed the DOJ for everything. And they're going after, you know, all the people that were involved, like Bill Clinton and everybody else. That's great. So I've instructed him, as he said weeks ago, to do that. Instead, he goes back to what he said a month ago. You know, you're a panickin if you ask about this. No, Trump. Your surrogates all said they were going to bring out the Epstein stuff. They said it was 14 terabytes, all this stuff. You can't do 180. So this is the fourth time he's flip-flopped in the last 30-something days. And again, a lot of those Trump supporters that, you know, say don't ask questions, you know, we're in a cult, we drink Kool-Aid with cyanide in it, that's not what I'm saying Trump is. That's what they want. They're all, you're a traitor. You keep bringing this up. It's hurting Trump. No, he's the one doing it. And I intend to not be a panicking and to be a holding the feet into the firing, to be a pressuring. Here's Trump in the Oval Office yesterday trying to talk about $600 billion Apple deal and getting pretty mad. Here it is.
Is President Vance hosting a gathering this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think here's the man right here.
I saw it reported today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation, and I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
Look, the whole thing is a hoax. It's put out by the Democrats because we've had the most successful 6 months in the history of our country, and that's just a way of trying to... Okay? Please.
A new Gallup poll said...
Trump goes on new Epstein rampage in response to the deep state trying to connect him to the Epstein firestorm. And we've got the Democrats are using like a laser pointer for cats. But still, we should understand the way he's handling it is the mother of all Streisand effects.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. Yeah, I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USP grade from the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now. And it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.